Republican congressmen from Louisiana have repeatedly criticized Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards' management of flood recovery. That fight continued in Washington today, where Edwards testified before the House Government and Oversight Reform Committee. Chairman Jason Chaffetz and others pounded Edwards with scathing criticism for almost 3 hours. Here to provide more context on today's hearing is Molly Peterson, who's been reporting on flood recovery for the Louisiana Public Radio Partnership. Molly, I want to play an exchange between Chairman Chaffetz of Utah and Governor Edwards. Chaffetz has just asked Governor Edwards to quantify how many families are not yet in their homes after the flood.
We have a number of individuals, for example, who are living with family members. And so it's to give you the number is very difficult. We know that there are thousands of families not yet living in their homes. I can give you a more precise answer after we do some analysis and we look at across the various programs.
Governor, you know how bad that looks, right? I mean, you're coming here for a hearing about this. Mm-hmm. You don't even have a guess as to how many people are displaced?
I do not.
You're that clueless?
I'm not that clueless.
Now, you've covered multiple disasters. Is this a fair criticism? Is it wrong for the governor to not know how many people are currently displaced?
The echoes of mistakes made during Katrina and Rita are still haunting Louisiana. The idea of a ghost neighborhood where somebody doesn't return is really unpalatable here. When a disaster happens now, politicians do everything they can to try to avoid it. That said, after a hurricane or a flood, the federal and state governments don't put a number on every last citizen and track them. I've had people in Baton Rouge this time around tell me it's not in their neighborhood or community's nature to ask for government assistance, for example. At the same time, you're hearing a lot about family in Louisiana. A lot of people have been staying with family members. They think maybe 45,000. But there's a more complicated point about how well the programs have worked that are taking care of people's housing. How well it worked for people to stay in motels. How well it worked for people to get temporary housing. How well it worked for people to shelter at home, a relatively new program. And those stories, in many cases, are really still in progress.
Yeah, speaking of that shelter at home program, it was a big focus of this hearing. It's been criticized by both people who are participating in the program as well as lawmakers statewide and now federally. It's a state-run program, and it's based off of a similar program that New York used during their recovery from Superstorm Sandy. In this case, did the shelter at home program work in Louisiana?
So the logic of having shelter at home was twofold. After Sandy in New York, the other program, the similar program, kept people in their communities and their schools. People could keep shopping at their businesses. At the same time, shelter at home is more affordable than paying hotels endlessly. And so it's a big sell at first to people that it's saving money for the taxpayer. So people thought the program at first was going to be innovative, including some of its big critics now, like Republican Congressman Garrett Graves. But in New York, shelter at home didn't include appliances. Louisianans demanded that that recovery include having appliances in these shelter at home properties. The state added that, and that added complications.
Another issue that was discussed at length in this hearing was the amount of time it's taken for relief money to reach victims in Louisiana. Congress was quick to appropriate two rounds of funding in September and November of 2016, and despite state officials defending their efficient role in the process, that money is still not available for distribution. What's going on there?
There's a difference between authorizing money and appropriating it is one thing. You know, the other, if you step back a little further, part of that money comes from community development block grants. And that's money that was originally intended for community investment that wasn't urgent, that wasn't disaster relief. So over decades, we've had disaster relief come to rely on these grants and come through to rely on money through HUD quite a bit. Louisiana gets more disaster relief dollars from FEMA and from HUD per person than from any other state. Than any other state in the country gets. So if anything, this state is one of the better states at figuring out how to move disaster money quickly through the wheels of the federal government because Louisiana does it quite often.
Molly Peterson, thank you so much for helping us put some of this in context today.
My pleasure.